It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It is warm. It is another Wednesday night here on 103.9 KNZA. It is American Legion Baseball. We are coming to you from Atchison, home of the Phoenix. The Fighting Phoenix, as Jake Spaulding would say, of course, alongside Kernan Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. Hiawatha's in town. These two teams scheduled to play originally, Crendon, at Hiawatha. A little bit of rain in the forecast. Not quite ready field-wise over there in Hiawatha. Luckily, though, here in Atchison, it's all turf, baby. They're ready to go.
Oh, it's a beautiful turf field. Not only are they, the turf field just got, you know, put in this year also, but they have a turf field that's being installed for their football. Tell you what, the school's doing a lot of amazing things. They've helped out the Legion baseball program being able to coincide and be able to help each other out.
Well, of course, again, Atchison, again, the home team here today. These games moving location. So Hiawatha, the road team, let's get you there. Line up here. Hiawatha post number 6-6. Michael Oldham's going to lead things off here, followed by Michael Jensen. Lucas Lancaster is batting third. Cooper Jacobson, he is in the cleanup spot. Tegan Diller, he bats fifth. Cooper Wishrup is batting sixth. You got Dalton Sieben Morgan batting seventh. Brent Hageman, he bats eighth. J.J. Lancaster and Braden Newell rounding out the Hiawatha post 6-6 lineup. Atchison, they are going to have Colton Bonnell on the hill here for this Atchison post 6 squad. Again, a Atchison team and Hiawatha club here, Crendon, playing for the first time here in 2025.
Yeah, big matchup here, first matchup between these two teams this season. We've already had a glimpse of both these teams this season. We've seen a lot of it being a struggle from the bump. The last two games we've called, we've seen over 10 walks combined, 10 errors combined. Today it's about limiting that and being able to play quality baseball, and it starts from the bump. Both of these pitchers here today, quality pitchers. You talk about Bonnell from Atchison, and then, of course, we'll have Becker from Hiawatha.
Defensively, around Colton Bonnell on the hill, Spencer the catcher, Holt Grave at third, Purdy at short. Julo is at second, Hausch at first, Huntington in left, Weaver in center, and Jones is the right fielder. Atchison here on their home diamond, all turf. It is north of 90 degrees, and boy, it is breezy and warm. And the first pitch by Bonnell is in there for a called strike to Michael Oldham. And here we go, off and running here for some American Legion baseball here tonight. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch by Bonnell, and it's lifted out deep towards left field. This baby's pushing back Huntington towards the track, and it one hops the fence on the warning track. And Michael Oldham, just like that, maybe 10 feet away, Crendon, from a home run to start. He's at second base with a leadoff double.
Tell you what, beautiful day out here today at 91 degrees. There is about a 15 to 22-mile-per-hour wind pushing out of the south. That's blowing all the way to that left corner where that ball was going out, left center. And that made it really hard and playable. I'll tell you what could have been a fly ball on a maybe regular day, that just turned into a double.
Here's Michael Jensen, the shortstop here for Hiawatha, batting second in this lineup, and this one is kind of fisted foul down the first base line. Hausch over there at first tried to make a play, could not do so, so it's no balls, one strike here on Michael Jensen. And we've seen both these teams, as Crendon mentioned. Saw this Hiawatha team last week lose to Corning 16-11. It was a very high-scoring affair. Next pitch, the 0-1 in there for a called strike. Jensen kind of looks back towards his third base side dugout and maybe a little disbelief of that call, but nonetheless, no balls, two strikes with Micah Oldham at second base after a leadoff double, and there's a half-hearted swing and a miss. And our first strikeout is the first out of the game.
Yeah, great bounce back there by Bonnell being able to attack the next batter and look for the strikeout. Jensen, who's he's the leader of the OPS percentage on this Hiawatha team, so be able to take out the second in the order like that. Ball, nice job.
Here's Lancaster, who steps in, takes a called strike, and it's no balls and one strike. Michael Oldham at second base, leadoff double, one out here in the top of the first. Atchison and Hiawatha here for you tonight on KNZA. Bonnell's next pitch is hit foul and kind of kicked up over the netting and out of play. One thing Bonnell's doing a really good job here, Crendon, early on is getting out ahead of these hitters.
Yeah, and that's just really what we want to stay doing here for these pitchers here today. We've seen just like consistently the last 2 weeks that we've seen Legion, you know, to see these pitchers come out. But so far here from Bonnell to come out and be really aggressive, he'd love to see it.
Here's an 0-2. He took a little bit off, and it's a foul ball to the right side. So a check swing. Might have caught a nub of the bat there by Lancaster. Have to try it again at 0-2. Oldham at second base after a leadoff double. Boy, Oldham very close to clearing the fence out in left center. That breeze at 15-20, pushing out in that direction. So the right-handed hitters certainly might have some fun today. And another check swing foul off there. And we'll try it again at 0-2 here with Lancaster.
Yeah, follow Stangerus with a fastball. I'll tell you what, last week, again, we mentioned we saw Hiawatha. They battled extremely hard in their loss against Corning. And 2 weeks ago, what did we see? We saw Axton battle really hard in their loss against Donovan County. So these two teams, they know how to battle, and I expect a great matchup here today.
Another 0-2 on the way here as Bonnell sets. A couple glances back to Oldham at second. Now fires and then stepping out. I think a time was called there by Lancaster, but Bonnell still threw that pitch in, but it's not going to count. Stays 0-2. Lancaster back into the right side batter's box, playing back. Bonnell sets, fires, and this is hit out towards center field. A line drive, and it drops in for a base hit. In front of Weaver, kind of kicks away from him. Oldham scoring with ease. That's an RBI single by Lucas Lancaster, one of the best hitters on this team, and Hiawatha out to an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That was going down as a hit for Lancaster. Unfortunately, out in center field, Weaver just not able to get himself in front of the ball like he wanted, bobbling between his legs, and allowing an easy score there for Oldham to come around third.
So a good start here for Hiawatha. 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Still only one out. Here comes the lefty in Cooper Jacobson. Lancaster at first base, and Bonnell's first pitch is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Bonnell still not getting shaken up yet, even though giving up two hits already through his first three batters, still attacking with aggression.
And we saw Atchison a couple of weeks ago against Donovan County, and there's a swing and a miss there by Jacobson. Now it counts 0-2. So the last three hitters, including Jacobson here, have fallen behind 0-2. As there's a throw to first, and a pickoff is successful as Hausch applied the tag over there on Lancaster, and that is a big second out.
And last week, we saw so many throws to first base and second base, and it resulted in errors right there. He had a great clean throw by Bonnell, great applied tag by Hausch, but really the big mistake there was Lancaster. Lancaster thought he put his right hand on it. I kind of see he adjusted his hand last minute there, and he realized, oh, my hand's not on the bag. So, yeah, unfortunate mistake there by him.
So the bases are now empty with two outs. Last pitch to Jacobson was a little bit high. Now 1-2 is fouled away, straight back. But an RBI single here by Lucas Lancaster has given Hiawatha the early 1-0 lead here on the road at Atchison. And the next delivery is hit to the left side, ground ball variety. Purdy Fields fires, beautifully placed on time and for the out. But Hiawatha gets on the board, an RBI single by Lucas Lancaster. And we go to the bottom of the first inning here in Atchison. It's Hiawatha 1 and Atchison nothing.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. North of 90 degrees here in Atchison, 15 to 20 mile per hour breeze. American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, Crendon, Kirk, Brandon all with you. A 1-0 start here for Hiawatha Post 66, and we get an opportunity to see Gannon Becker on the hill here for Hiawatha tonight.
Yeah, and that was a great start, from Hiawatha, be able to come out, get aggressively, get two hits on the board. Unfortunately, there for Lancaster, just a mental error playing that first base bag. He wasn't able to reapply himself to that bag, got picked off there. But so great top inning for Hiawatha, but a chance here for Atchison to respond early, down by one. They looked great defensively. They, you know, there was no errors given up, and you know that's something that was a problem last week for Hiawatha. We saw Atchison 2 weeks ago. That was an issue, so already here, clean play.
So here's Ryland Holtgrave, who steps in. First pitch in the bottom of the first inning by Gannon Becker is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Colton Bonnell, Yogi Purdy will follow in the Atchison lineup here in the first. Next pitch popped up right side, shallow right field. It's going to be the right fielder, a basket belt high catch by Cooper Jacobson on the run. Nicely played for out number one.
Yeah, that was a great job by Jacobson. He called off the second baseman, ran up to it. His hat flew off right behind him with that win. But, again, staying concentrated, running into that ball and being able to collect it in the breadbasket.
Here is the pitcher-v-pitcher matchup. It is Colton Bonnell who steps in, bats from the right side, wears jersey number 12. Becker kicks, and the righty fires, and it's fouled away. Just barely caught a piece of the end part of the bat, and it's 0-1. Yogi Purdy will follow as Atchison trails here at home 1-0. Very early on in this game, bottom of the first. Get you the defensive alignment here for Hiawatha in a moment. Off speed upstairs on that next delivery. 1-1 here on Bonnell. So Newell at third, Jensen at short. Got J.J. Lancaster at second, Hageman at first. Lucas Lancaster, the catcher, as the next pitch is lifted deep out towards center field, backing up Oldham towards the fence, and it kicks up off the fence, and that's going to be a ground rule double. So we have seen two deep shots here in the first inning, one on each side, and both different fashions, but both equaling two bags.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a hard day for those outfielders to know where they want to be at, because you've seen so many short bloopers. But also, I mean, you look at where the wind is going to start extending that ball. Now, the wind's dying down a little bit if you look at the American flag out there by right side, but it's still blowing out towards left about 15 miles an hour probably. So that's hard to play if you're an outfielder.
So the represented game-tying run at second base with one out, and now a ground ball foul here by Yogi Purdy. He'll fall behind here early on at 0-1. Purdy, an All-State selection here in 2025 for the Atchison Phoenix. He has been tremendous multi-sport athletes, and didn't get a chance to see him in our first broadcast when we saw Atchison at D.C., but back playing here this Legion season. And that one runs inside and hits him. It was an off-speed pitch. Just kind of clipped maybe that left side of the arm, and now two base runners on with one out in the inning.
Yeah, definitely kind of hard to see where we're positioned at, but again, you'll take any way possible where you can try to get yourself on base. Atchison, the first, Holtgrave let it off with the pop-out out to the right field, but back-to-back runners on, chance to get some runs on the board.
The Bonnell at second, Purdy at first. Here's Avante Hausch, the first baseman. First pitch, he watches, tails a little bit outside for ball one. Mentioned the infield defensive alignment for Hiawatha. You got Wishrup in left, Oldham in center, Jacobson in right. Hausch watches another one a little bit low, and it's 2-0. Well, both pitchers early on, up until about this point, been very good in the early going, getting out in front of these hitters. But Hausch, the first 2-0 counts of the ball game, and now he watches one high again, and now 3-0.
Yeah, and Hausch is your kind of your standard cleanup guy, and he's got a big build, and he kind of stays big for football. But man, you know, there's a lot of power underneath those legs. The runner's on.
Stays back in the box and watches that one all the way and clips the outer edge for a called strike, and it's 3-1. So Bonnell's at second after a ground rule double. Purdy at first after being hit by a pitch. Still one out in the inning as Atchison tries to respond, trailing here against Hiawatha 1-0. As Hausch fouls one away, now the count runs to 3-2. Hiawatha red jersey tops, gray pants, a blue singular stripe down each side of the pant leg. The numerals and lettering are blue, and they are trimmed out in white. Big opportunity for Atchison. Here's a 3-2 to Hausch. It is high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Bonnell will go to third base, Purdy to second, and now Hausch will occupy first base. So big opportunity here for the center fielder and Noah Weaver.
Well, the best way to respond here is to load the bases and see if you can get some runs on. Only down by one, see how Atchison tried to lead.
On a circumstance like this, early on in a game, you're down 1-0. I think you got to at least find a way to scratch across at least the game tying run. as Weaver takes the first pitch high for ball one. Becker's still going out of the stretch. They're loaded up, and there's a heavy swing and a miss for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, Weaver way behind there on the swing. Fastball blew right beside him, and as soon as it hit the glove, he was still swinging. So, yeah, trying just to get an eye on that ball.
Here's a 1-1, and it's hit towards the right side, out of play over the fence, and now one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, better location there by Weaver, just unfortunately, just a little under on the ball, undercutting it and causing it to pop out to the right.
Becker would love to order up a strikeout here. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and there it is. Down goes Weaver for out number two. And now it's up to Hank Julo, the second baseman.
Yeah, definitely can't have a slow swing on Becker. Becker, man, he's got a great fastball with him in his arm, so got to definitely be able to keep up with it.
Base is loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Hank Julo is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bonnell at third base. You got Purdy at second, Hausch at first. Hiawatha leading at 1-0 here in the home first. Now this one is hit out towards center field. Could be trouble. Oldham can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. And with two outs, a two RBI knock by Hank Julo, and Atchison has responded. They lead the game 2-1.
Yeah, great response. That's their second hit here of the bottom of the first inning. Yeah, just a great piece of hitting there by Julo, being able to recognize the ball, get evened up in the barrel, and putting it right in front of Oldham Mountain Center.
So a big two RBI knock. Atchison with the 2-1 lead. Parker Huntington steps in, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hausch went from first to second, so you got Hausch at second base, Julo at first with two outs. This one is hit high in the air, but shallow left field, and running out is the shortstop, and Jensen makes the catch right on the edge of the dirt and the grass of the turf field. And that's the final out of the inning, but a big two RBI single by Hank Julo. And Atchison has responded. They lead Hiawatha 2-1 as we go to the second inning. You're listening to American Legion Baseball here on KMZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KMZA, presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha as well, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for our post-game coverage. We'll have our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So, productive first inning for both Crendon. Atchison two runs, a big two-out RBI single by Hank Julo. Atchison getting a run as well, or I should say Hiawatha, excuse me, getting a run as well in the top half of the first on a Lucas Lancaster RBI single. We go to the second, Atchison two and Hiawatha one.
Yeah, great response by Atchison. I mean, when you load the bases, you need to punish, and they did exactly that. They were able to get the RBI, the two RBI knock in there by Hank Julo.
Tegan Diller steps in, one ball, no strikes. Watch the first one a little bit high, and now the 1-0 is a little bit low. And two balls, no strikes here on Diller, the DH here for Hiawatha. Cooper Wishrup and Dalton Steven Morgan will follow in this inning. Atchison has a 2-1 lead here in the top of the second. Bonnell back to work, working with his first lead. There's a good swing, but a little bit late, fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. Well, Diller's been very good, one of the better hitters on this team so far, 324 average. He leads the team, Crendon, with six doubles. Now he hits this one well out towards the gap in left center field, and that one drops in, takes a high hop off the turf, and it gets all the way up to the fence. And Diller's not stopping at second. He wants three. Here's the throw, and it gets away, and it's a leadoff triple for Tegan Diller. Boy, this turf plays the ball so much differently than we see a lot of other fields that are taking part in this American Legion season.
Tell you what, that was a close play there, but Diller making his way to third base. I was just about to say, getting seven doubles now on the season, but hey, Diller, he adds it up to the triple, and that's a great way to lead off an inning, putting yourself on third base, no outs, with a chance of Wisher to put you in.
That is his first triple of the summer, and that brings up Dan Cooper. Wishrup takes a called strike, and it's 0-1.
It's definitely a beautiful day to hit triples, hit those long balls. It's hot. And then, of course, the wind just blowing out the outfield. It's all assisted here to the batters today.
Quickly, Cooper Wishrup down. No balls, two strikes. Saw that fastball belt high. Now an 0-2 is just a touch inside. Now 1-2. So Diller, a leadoff triple, represents the game-tying run here in the away second. Atchison's holding on to a 2-1 lead. Bonnell's next pitch is a check swing. He went around, yes. Called strike three. So good bounce back there by Colton Bonnell. First out here in the top of the second.
So we've seen great bounce backs here by Bonnell after, you know, every hit he's given up, he's been able to go right back with some great pitches.
Here's Steven Morgan. Takes in a called strike. He'll start behind at 0-1. So two opportunities here for Hiawatha, essentially, to get that runner in from third. Next pitch in the dirt, now 1-1. Steven Morgan, the extra hitter in this ball game tonight. Well, as Crendon mentioned atop the broadcast, this brand-new turf field just installed this last year in Atchison, working behind us on the football field as well. Now 2-1 here on Steven Morgan. That one a little bit low.
Yeah, it's awesome that the high school, you know, helps the Legion team. We were also talking to just the manager of the team who's been here for 15 years, telling us a little bit how they, you know, help each other out, especially, you know, during Legion time.
2-1 a little bit south of the knees, and now 3-1 here on Steven Morgan. Yeah, obviously the community very well involved, and they certainly take pride playing on this field as Steven Morgan took a nice swing there but fouled it away, and the count runs full, 3-2.
Yeah, and you got to love that community that supports each other, because a lot of these players out here, well, they're from your high school, so it's great to be able to come out here and support them.
So you got Tegan Diller at third base after a leadoff triple. Wishrup followed with a strikeout. Steven Morgan now a 3-2 pitch on the way. He fouls it away, and it stays 3-2. A 2-1 Atchison lead. Hank Julo, a 2-RBI single with two outs in the bottom of the first. And for Hiawatha, a 1-out RBI single in the first by Lucas Lancaster. Another 3-2 offering on the way by Bonnell. Took a little bit off, and it's outside, ball four. Good at bat for Dalton Steven Morgan. And Steven Morgan, that is his fourth walk he has taken this season. He is at first base with one out. Good thing for Atchison, though, you bring the double play into effect with runners at the corners.
Well, not only that, but you get to the final, you know, three batters here in the order from Hiawatha. You look at the averages, you got 200, 100, 176. So if Bonnell wants to get ahead and try to get out of this top of the inning without any runs given up, it's a good chance.
First pitch to Ren Hageman runs inside for ball one. In the process, going first to second is Steven Morgan without a throw. So a stolen base for him, and Hageman, base hit potentially away from giving Hiawatha the lead back. There's a called strike, inner edge, and it's 1-1. 2-1 Atchison here in the top of the second. North of 90 degrees at first pitch. It is breezy, and this is lifted out deep towards right center field. Jones is backing up towards the fence, and it one hops the fence and clears it for a ground rule double. And that will lock in two more runs. And Hiawatha takes a 3-2 lead. We have seen three now deep shots to the outfield. That's the second ground rule double we have seen in as many innings.
We haven't even seen a ground rule double yet this season. So, honestly, today, when I say it's a beautiful day for baseball, that's an understatement. It's an amazing day for baseball. And these long hits, these extended hits, and this is not a short ballpark by any means. I mean, we don't really have numbers, but I'm assuming probably around 360 deep down center. But, man, that wind is really just hurting those outfielders today.
So a 3-2 Hiawatha lead. Hageman at second base, still only one out. First pitch to J.J. Lancaster is in the dirt for ball one. We just talked the warm temperatures, the breeze, the turf field, and these hitters are certainly taking advantage here early on offensively. Next pitch a little bit high. Or I should say that one was in there for a called strike. Beg your pardon. Now 1-1. That one is outside now, 2-1 here on J.J. Lancaster, making, see, his 11th plate appearance of the season. I know we saw him pitch last week a little bit in relief, that Hiawatha Corning game. Now 2-2 count he's facing here on Bonnell. Hiawatha's retaking the lead, looking to add more with runner at second base and still only one out in the inning. Bonnell kind of ran back the runner to second. Now this one is hit out towards shallow right field, and that one drops in for a hit. Jones, the right fielder, was playing so far back, and it was perfectly placed. And Lancaster goes head first, sliding in for a double, an RBI provided, and now a 4-2 Hiawatha lead.
Man, the doubles keep, no pun intended here, doubling up, and really, man, it's a great day for hitting. That one was one of our shorter hits of the game that went for a double, because honestly, it was a great swing by Lancaster, kept it short, and kind of got under the ball and just lifted it up.
Now a high chopper here to Purdy at short. He has to play it on a high hop, and his throw to first is not in time. It's an infield hit. Wasting little time there, Braden Newell. Well, running second to third was J.J. Lancaster, and kind of had to finagle his way out of the front of Purdy on that ground ball, and Purdy took a little bit of time there, and ultimately Newell beats it out for an infield hit. So now they're at the corners. So back to the top of the order with Micah Oldham, who led things off with the double. Now a throw to first, and back safely is Braden Newell at first base. But Hiawatha putting one up here in this second inning. Still only one out. They lead it 4-2. Bonnell's next pitch is high, and it pops away, and Lancaster held up at third. But Newell did not hold up, and he's at second base on the pass ball. So now second and third, one out. Count is 1-0 on Micah Oldham. 1-for-1, a double, and a run scored. And start to his game. Next pitch inside, 2-0. Three runs have already scored in this inning, and a chance for more.
Yeah, four straight hits here from Hiawatha.
And the 2-0 is a swing and a miss. The foul tip into the glove of Spencer, and it's 2-1. Bono works quickly, not really paying attention to either of the two runners currently. Shakes yes to the sign from the catcher in Spencer and threw in an off-speed pitch that missed away. And now three balls and one strike. Now Oldham, if he walks, bases will be loaded as Jensen awaits patiently in the on-deck circle. Bottle resets. And a 3-1. It is high, ball four. So the bases, in fact, loaded up for Michael Jensen.
Great recognition there by Colton. He was the one who started off today with the doubles as he, you know, led off that first inning, the only one to score there for Hiawatha. But, man, they have been able to come through with three runs already in the second inning, taking over now the lead 4-2. Good chance to keep extending it here with just one out and bases loaded.
Well, Jensen struck out in his first at bat. Bonnell's first pitch there bends in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So you got J.J. Lancaster at third, Braden Newell at second, Michael Oldham at first, and now a ground ball, playable at third. The play is at home, it's a low throw, and it popped out of the glove of the catcher and Spencer, and everybody is safe. Boy, it was a tough hop for Holtgrave at third. He played it perfectly, had plenty of time to get the lead run out at home, and the throw was on time, but a little bit low. It pops out of Spencer's glove, and everybody is safe, and it's now 5-2 Hiawatha.
Yeah, unfortunate misplay there, and now Hiawatha again a chance to continue their lead to grow.
That will be an E2. Boy, unfortunate there for Atchison. No balls, one strike to count here on Lucas Lancaster, and he fouls that one straight back, and quickly it's 0-2.
Yeah, no surprise a guy like Lancaster is coming up here trying to be aggressive, bases loaded. Bats nearly .500 this season. Yeah, no, he's great.
And he's been arguably the best hitter this Hiawatha team so far this summer. A time called. He'll step back. So now the runners, Newell at third, Oldham at second, Jensen at first. Bonnell out of the windup and fires, and it's popped up foul and stays 0-2.
I have to say that Lucas Lancaster doesn't have a great eye. He's been walked 13 times this season, so his ability to be able to recognize where the pitch is going has been pretty impressive.
He's behind in the count here at 0-2. RBI single in the first. And now he kept it up, and the ball kicked away from Spencer. The pitch was low, but Spencer got on it pretty quickly. A lot of room between home plates and the backstop here. So far, the catchers have done a pretty good job keeping it in front. Now it's 1-2 here on Lancaster. Again, it's already a four-run inning for Hiawatha, and they have them loaded up still with only one out. Big 1-2 pitch on the way here to Lancaster, and it's just a little bit inside. Now 2-2. Yeah. Oh, barring a double play. Sorry about that. Just going to say, barring a double play, Hiawatha will officially bat around this inning. 2-2. Bonnell sets. Runners take their leads, either being held, the infield is in, and this is lifted to shallow right field. This could be trouble, and that one drops inside the line. It is fair with a lot of curve. All the runners had to hold, but two of them are going to come around to score, and where Jones was playing towards the gap in right center, it was perfectly placed by Lancaster. He drives in two more, another extra base hit. It is now 7-2.
Yeah, and a courtesy runner will come in. I believe that's Leighton Moore coming in there at second base there for him. And, man, I'll tell you what, the wind day has been real today. I mean, that ball probably squeezed in by no more than a couple inches. And then, again, you can think that 50-mile-per-hour wind being able to push that pop-up that just went down perfectly on the line.
Here's Cooper Jacobson now. Runners at second and third. You mentioned that courtesy runner and Leighton Moore at second base for Lancaster. There's a good swing and a miss there. Now one ball, one strike here on Jacobson. Grounded out to short to end that top of the first inning. A 10th batter to come up here for Hiawatha in the top of the second. They have scored 6 runs and lead it 7-2. 2-1 the count on Jacobson. That last one missed a little bit inside. Bottle working quickly, he fires, and in the dirt, now 3-1. Well, it's certainly categorized as a big inning. Still only one out, looking for more.
Yeah, chance to get even bigger here for Hiawatha. Runner still in scoring position. They have been dynamite with him.
And the count now 3-1 on Jacobson, and he takes a swing at that one and lifts it foul, straight up, and back behind us.
Well, that one's going down to the construction crew behind us.
Well, hopefully a big bulldozer down there doesn't run it over and we lose that ball, but
cements it into the...
A lot of action going on behind us, yeah. But 3-2 the count on Cooper Jacobson. A big inning being put up by Hiawatha here. They have scored 6 and lead it 7-2 in the second inning. Bottle sets, kicks, and fires, and another foul off here. Oh, stays at 3-2. Jensen, the runner at third. Courtesy runner Moore at second base.
It's a good thing those construction members got some hard hats down there. A couple foul balls trying to go their way. I think they got hard hats.
And it drops off pretty steep once it gets there. So if the foul ball gets to kind of that edge area, it's going to drop a long ways down there. That football field that they're putting in for Atchison, just a few months away from start of the football season. Right now it's baseball. Bonnell steps off the rubber, trying to reset here and just get out number 2. It has been a long time since we've seen Bonnell record an out. And now this one is hit high in the air, but playable on the infield. This is going to run everybody back, and the third baseman, Holtgrave, makes the catch for out number 2.
Routine pop-up play over there by Holtgrave, but right now this is an inning where those routine plays, you know, they mean a lot. Holtgrave, great job being able to recognize it. And, you know, don't undermine that because there is a sun. There's a bright sun there, too. So be able to, again, stay concentrated. Great job.
Yeah, we talk about some of these balls that are hitting the outfield, and you mentioned the sun. The right side of the infield and outfield, I'm sure, having certainly their fair share of troubles with where the sun is located. As Tegan Diller steps in, takes a called strike. He led off this inning with a triple. Came around to score. There's a good off-speed pitch that swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
Actually, I'll tell you what, it's so windy. I've seen a couple of times where players are going for the ball, they just rip their hat off before the wind gets it. They just rip it off and throw it. And that's something I really don't see very often, but they just don't want to get in their way on accident.
The ball's 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and there is a swing and a miss, and that is the final out of the inning. So a big-time inning put up by Hiawatha. They send 11 to the plate, and they score 6. Go to the home second here on KNCA. Atchison trailing Hiawatha 7-2.
Give your child the best start. Sabetha Community Hospital has specialized speech, physical, and occupational therapy department designed specifically for kids. Whether it's improving communication, building strength and coordination, or developing everyday skills, our compassionate therapists work closely with your child in a fun and encouraging environment. We're dedicated to helping them thrive. Give your child the best start. Learn more about our pediatric therapy services by calling Sabetha Community Hospital or visiting SabethaHospital.com. That's Sabetha Community Hospital, helping your child grow, learn, and play.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt all with you here. Hiawatha post 66, Crendon a sixth spot in the top of the second. They have a 7-2 lead as Atchison looks to respond once again.
Yeah, Hiawatha are with eight hits today. I mean, July's around the corner, but the fireworks are already going off here for Hiawatha on the early going in these first two innings. So the interesting thing is they can continue that consistency with hitting, but of course we saw what Atchison was able to do in their bottom of the first, being able to put up those two runs. They had a double by Bonnell and a single by Hausch.
First pitch swinging, Matthew Spencer lifts it out towards the right side of the infield, and it's J.J. Lancaster into shallow right field. He goes out to make the catch, and one pitch, one out here in the home second. So a good start for Gannon Becker after his team went out there, sent 11 to the plate, scored six. One pitch, one out here in the home second. That brings up the right fielder and Caden Jones. Jones leans back, and it's in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. I mentioned Hiawatha again. A lot of kids who have been playing Legion ball for a long time. The pitching just hasn't quite been there so far, with north of a 7 ERA coming into this doubleheader tonight. As Jones, the 1-1 count. That one is in there for a called strike. Now 1-2.
Now, tell you what, Becker, he's looking for that quality start. He's 0-2 on the season. This is his fourth start this year, and he has a 7.45 ERA.
There's a swing and a miss, and having to chase it down, Lancaster has to make the soft toss to first. Hageman Fields records the outs, and two up, two down, with a pop-out and a now strikeout.
Yeah, and this is what you get here for Becker. You reward the bottom of the order after kind of facing the top and the middle, and just trying to work through the bottom of the order here, going 1-2-3.
Second strikeout for Gannon Becker. That brings up the extra hitter. This is Rance Vetter. Last spot in this order. There's a check swing, but a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Atchison got a two RBI single in the first by Hank Julo. That was with two outs. Took a 2-1 lead into the second, but Hiawatha again, six runs on six hits. To now lead this thing 7-2. And quickly, Vetter down in the count 0-2. Plays back in the box, Becker kicks and fires, and it's a swing and a miss, off speed. Had him fooled, and Vetter is down, back-to-back strikeouts, a breezy 1-2-3 inning for Gannon Becker and Hiawatha. So now we have played two in Atchison. American Legion Baseball on KNZA, Hiawatha leading this game 7-2.
Kind TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kime CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Two innings in here in Atchison. Right now, Hiawatha post 66, Crendon, a 7-2 lead as they come up here for a third time against Colton Bonnell.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Hiawatha, they threw down those kind of those poppers in that first inning, and then the real fireworks went off in the second inning there for them. A big triple that led off by Tegan Diller, and then after that, man, it just really got going.
There's a called strike to Cooper Wishrup, and the third inning is a go. Wishrup struck out in his first at-bat in the second inning. As Bonnell works quickly, it bends in there, but missed inside. Now one ball, one strike.
And more importantly, after Wishrup, you saw the four straight hits, you know, getting started off there with you see Stephen Morgan and then, yeah, Hagen.
There's a foul off there. So now one ball, two strikes, the count on the Horton Charger and Cooper Wishrup. But six runs on six hits. Once again for Hiawatha in that second inning. Their lead is 5-7-2. That one just a little bit low. And a good eye by Wishrup evens up at 2-2. Now, the outfield for both sides have certainly been busy. Breeze 15-20 out towards left field here in Atchison today. Getting very warm, this turf field. Ball is bouncing high off of it, and a fastball ran inside and drilled Wishrup between the blades. That could not have felt good.
No, definitely not. And Bonnell just needs to jog over the first base. He's kind of rolling both his shoulders back and now taking a lean down. Coach, of course, talking to him, checking up on him, but he looks good.
That was not an off-speed pitch that he took between the blades, but Wishrup, a nice grin. He's okay. He's at first base. Nobody out. Here's Dalton Stephen Morgan, who walked and scored in his first at bats as Bonnell throws over to first and saw Bonnell in that first inning pick off Lucas Lancaster. Certainly a very good pickoff move, but not much of a lead for Wishrup as the pitch to Stephen Morgan is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So after that Wishrup strikeout in the second, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consecutive batters reach base. And that big inning for Hiawatha, another throw to first, and Hausch applied the tag, but Wishrup back safely again. And Stephen Morgan's been very good this summer so far. Does have that power. He does have a home run, six RBIs. Next pitch missing inside. Now it's 1-1. Ren Hageman in the on-deck circle. Just trying to add to a five-run lead here in the top of the third is Hiawatha. Got a runner at first and nobody out. Honnell's next pitch is a little bit outside on a fastball, and it's 2-1. On Dalton Stephen Morgan.
Hiawatha also in these first three innings being able to get their first batter to reach, whether by a hit or hit by pitch in Wishrup's case.
Yeah, Oldham led off the first with a double. Yeah, Diller leading off the second with a triple. As there's the foul off there. And now 2-2 the count on Dalton Stephen Morgan. But one run in the first, six in the second. Two runs for Atchison, both in the first. It's a 7-2 Hiawatha lead. Bonnell's pitch. That is in there. Called strike three. Got Stephen Morgan looking there on a neat buckler. And that is the first out here in the third inning.
Yeah, something interesting here. Bonnell has allowed every leadoff man to reach through all three innings, but has went back and struck out the next guy up. So, just something kind of interesting there to be able to bounce back that early on in the inning for Bonnell. But it's about trying to continue that bounce back and not let more runs to come on and get through.
Here's Ren Hageman, runner at first base, and now one out. He takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Of course, he really got that second inning going with a two RBI ground rule double. He's got a runner at first with Wishrup and one out. And now that one gets thrown off the first base dugout. And now a throw to second base is not in time. Wishrup is in there safely. So what was that, Crendon? Four or five tosses? I mean, Bonnell certainly had an issue with Wishrup at first base. He kept tugging the string, and finally after about four or five shots, he airmailed the throw, and that gets Wishrup into scoring position.
Yeah, and we saw that. We've seen a lot the last 2 weeks, especially these teams. I mean, we've only seen these teams the last 2 weeks, but again, some of those mistakes just on those throws to first base or second base, trying to get up a takeoff attempt, and right there's an unfortunate error, but Wishrup being able to take advantage of it.
The 0-1-2, Ren Hageman is in there for a called strike, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. So Wishrup at second base, one out here in the inning. Hiawatha leading here at Atchison, 7-2 in the third. Next pitch. In there, another knee buckler called strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts give Bottle four. That is two outs here in the top of the third. That'll bring up J.J. Lancaster. That runner at second base and Wishrup, now two outs. The first pitch is in there off speed for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Bottle a chance to come back here strong after hitting Wishrup to start. Back-to-back strikeouts on Stephen Morgan and Hageman. Gotten two down in this inning. Fastball missing outside to make it 1-1. J.J. Lancaster doubled in a run and scored in that six-run second. Now Bonnell, a little soft toss to second base. And Wishrup not too much of a lead over there. Seeing if J.J. can knock in another Hiawatha run. Bonnell's pitch. High fly ball. This one hit out towards center field, but Weaver playing it, running in, makes the catch. He played it well with the wind, and that retires the side. So after Wishrup led off the inning being hit by a pitch, a couple of strikeouts and a flyout, ends the Hiawatha away third. But Post Braves with the lead. It is 7-2. We go to the bottom of the third inning right after this here in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also, Kime PS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around. We'll have our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game once we conclude tonight's action. Kurt, Crendon, Brandon with you on KNCA. Hiawatha post 66, a 7-2 lead. First pitch swinging here for Rylan Holtgrave, and he sends this out towards center field. It one hops the fence, and another ground rule double.
Wow.
So down five in the home third, a good start for Atchison post six with another extra base hit.
How many times can you say you've seen three ground rule doubles, not just in one game, but in the first three innings of a game? That's just incredible.
Well, that breeze, it is breezy. It is in favor of the hitters here today. So Holtgrave wasting little time. His first hit, he's at second base, nobody out. That brings up Colton Bonnell. The first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So again, a 7-2 Hiawatha lead as Atchison is batting here in the bottom of the third. Becker sets, fires, and a high chopper fielded by the third baseman, and Newell makes the play to first in time and kept the runner in Holtgrave at second base. That is well executed defensively by the third baseman and Braden Newell, and that's the first out of the inning.
Yeah, if you're Hiawatha, and especially Becker, you want to see a lot more of those plays that made here from your infield and great executions.
There's Yogi Purdy, the shortstop. He was hit by a pitch, came around to score one of those two Atchison runs in the first. Now bats for a second time against Gannon Becker. He's got Holgrave at second base with one out in the inning. Becker's pitch, off speed, a little bit high for ball one. We have seen a bevy of extra base hits between these two teams, not even three innings into this game so far today. Right now, Atchison trailing, though, by five. It's 7-2. Purdy watches one skip in the dirt to make it 2-0. Blue jersey tops, the camo-style sleeves with the white numerals, and lettering for Atchison with the white pants. Becker's next pitch is taken all the way, called strike. Now 2-1 on Yogi Purdy. And a first-team All-State selection in baseball for the Atchison Phoenix in Class 4A. He has to take a step out as Becker looked back at second base and got Holtgrave kind of scrambling back towards the bag. Becker sets, looks back at second, fires it in there, and it's in the dirt. Good stab by Lucas Lancaster to keep it in front. Now Purdy the advantage at 3-1. Purdy wears jersey number 8. Bats from the right side. Runner at second base, one out here in the inning. Now a quick throw back to second, and in there safely is Holtgrave. Avante Hausch also due up in the inning here for Atchison. Post number 6. They are down 5 here against Hiawatha at 7-2. Now Purdy puts a ride into this one out towards the gap in right center, and that one drops in. It gets all the way up to the fence. Purdy's not stopping at second base. He's chugging for third. Here comes the throw. It's late, not in time. It is an RBI triple for Yogi Purdy. There's a big run for Atchison. It's now a 7-3 game.
Well, Yogi just got his picnic and was able to, man, bury that one out in the center right.
That is well called, brother. Very nice. Good reference.
I have to bring in a Yogi Bear reference, man.
Classic. So it's a 7-3 game. Purdy about, right as he was getting ready to turn second, his helmet went flying off and churned it the rest of the way. So he is at third base with one out. Here's Avante Hausch, who walked in his first at bat. Atchison getting one back. They're within four. It's 7-3 here in the home third. Becker's first pitch skips in the dirt. Lancaster scoops, and it's 1-0. So two extra base hits in this inning already. Sandwiched around a ground out. Now fouled away here. Just a little dribbler, third base side. And evened up here on Avante Hausch at 1-1. So far, the lead for Hiawatha trimmed to 4. Probably going to expect more runs to be put up. The rate that we have been going in this game so far tonight. Next one was outside, 2-1 on Hausch. Runner at third is Purdy. After an RBI triple out to the gap in right center. Next one high, now 3-1. So Hausch has had a good eye here in his first couple at bats. Worked a lengthy full count in the first, ultimately worked a walk. Now he's got it at 3-1 here. Becker sets and fires, and it's just outside, ball 4. So now they're at the corners with one out for Noah Weaver.
Man, with such a great eye by Hausch, the second time he's taking a walk today. Again, he's a big power hitter in that cleanup spot, but you gotta love a cleanup guy who can be able to take great recognition on the ball and be able to get himself on base.
So here is Weaver, first and third, one out. Atchison down 4 here in the third to Hiawatha. I think a bunt was shown. He missed everything, and it's 0-1. Weaver struck out in his first at bat. Atchison a chance here to continue to dig into this deficit. Not quite to the halfway point here in this game. Another bunt shown, same result. It is a miss, and now 0-2.
Yeah, Weaver here just getting a little under it on the bunt attempts. Getting a little low on the barrel.
So Purdy the runner at third, Hausch the runner at first. An 0-2 count here on Noah Weaver, the center fielder. Hiawatha's lead 7-3. Here's the pitch. Just missed high with the off speed. It's 1-2. Oh. Well, both teams have scored at least one run in two of their first three innings. There's the swing and a miss. Got him with the heater, and down goes Weaver for a second time against Gannon Becker. And that's the second out here in the inning.
So that was a great pitch by Becker. That was a high heat, and Weaver, he just went low. I mean, he was about knee-high with his swing. So, man, just what a great pitch there by Becker.
Four strikeouts for Becker. Now it's up to Hank Julo. Julo takes a called strike. It's 0-1. He certainly came through in big fashion in that first inning with two outs, driving in two with a single. Now he's got two outs here in the third with runners at first and third. Next one in the dirt, gets to the backstop. Purdy sliding and safely head first. Acrobatic on the slide. And a wild pitch gets another one for Atchison, and it's a 7-4 game.
Yeah, great athletic slide there by Yogi. And tell you what, I heard I was able to overhear the coach. The coach said go. I mean, that's great recognition there by the coach being on timing there with the player to be able to go, hey, I believe that you got the speed to go and get it, and Yogi did.
So the wild pitch makes it a 7-4 game. Hausch going first to second, so he's in scoring position. The 1-1 here to Julo is outside. Now two balls, one strike. Can Julo come through once again with two outs? Atchison has chipped away. They're down 7-4. There is a call strike, now 1-2. Or I believe 2-2, beg your pardon. Becker sets and fires. That one is outside. Full count, 3-2 here on Hank Julo. Runner is second, Avante Hausch, bottom three. And this one lifted foul. So we'll try it again on Julo at 3-2. Correct me if I'm wrong, Crendon. It's 7-4, right?
Yeah, no, it's just about
7-5.
Yeah, I was just about mentioning that. There's only been two that's come from. Holdgrave and Purdy are the only ones who came through and scored, and right now the only one who's in score position is Hausch on second.
This is it towards shallow left field. This could be a tough play, but backing up is Jensen to make the catch, the shortstop to retire the side. Bud Atchison getting a couple more on the board, highlighted by an RBI triple from Yogi Purdy. So we have played three here in Atchison. Hiawatha a 7-4 lead here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kive TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around the post game, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game. So we go to the fourth here in Atchison, Hiawatha. A 7-4 lead at Crendon, but the scoreboard says 7-5, and we're kind of just, did we miss anything? And that is not the case.
Well, maybe when Yogi came through, Boo Boo went through with him.
No, you've just been sitting on those, aren't you? But Hiawatha trying to add to a lead. Atchison has come back, getting a couple runs that last inning. As Bonnell again back to work on the hill. So they are the only part of this field, Crendon, that is not turf. That little box on the mound. So you got like a little bit of turf surrounding the mound, but then there's a nice kind of rectangular spot that's just dirt. They're just filling a little bit of dirt in there right now.
Yeah, making it nice up there on the bump for the pitchers.
So you still have that dirt feel for the pitchers. Braden Newell is going to lead things off here for Hiawatha in the fourth. He singled and scored in that big six-run second inning. So a little bit longer of a time here. Adding that dirt.
So a great game that we've honestly seen by two of these teams, and we've seen these teams before this season. They battled so hard from behind, and it's not really a big surprise here that Atchison still really has a chance, even though they were down 7-2. Man, these Legion teams, they are just playing each other really close and high scoring affairs this year so far.
So Newell, first pitch swinging here to start the fourth. He fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Newell followed by Micah Oldham and Michael Jensen. So you got Micah and Michael back-to-back. And really, everybody's been fairly productive to some degree for Hiawatha here early on as moving towards the middle portions of this game. Here's a slow roller, shortstop side, Purdy deep in the hole, and a strong, accurate throw to get Braden Newell for out number one. There's a reason Purdy is All-State. He is very good on that left side of the infield.
Yeah, it's extremely well played. His ability to, you know, back up, start backpedaling those feet, scoop it up, and then that quick, accurate throw at the first baseman on side perfectly there for House to pick up.
So one out, nobody on. Michael Oldham, first pitch, is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Talk about production. A double, a run scored in the first, a walk, and a run scored in the second for Mr. Michael Oldham. That one goes behind him. I think it clipped him. It did. So the second hit batter by Colton Bonnell, that puts on a one-out base runner. Kind of went sidearm on that pitch. Might have just been throwing something out of the bag there. It did not work as it hit Oldham.
That's actually the back-to-back innings here that the Hiawatha is going to be able to get their first guy on and be hit by pitch.
Here's Michael Jensen with a runner at first base. He will swing at the first pitch and foul it away to make it 0-1. Jensen struck out swinging in the first and reached on an error in the second. Hiawatha leading here at Atchison 7-4. This game was originally scheduled to be played in Hiawatha, but a little bit of rain over the last couple days. Just not quite ready, so playing in the all-turf field. Here's a ground ball again, finds a hole left side, and that's a base hit to left field, and that was a beautifully executed hit and run as Oldham goes first to third, and now the throw gets away at third. And that allows Michael Jensen to get up into second base as well. So that'll be a single. And then advancing on the throw in. So now second and third with one out. And Lucas Lancaster now trying to add to what's been a very good night for him, Crendon. A RBI single in the first and a two RBI double in the second.
Yeah, he's got that 500 batting average.
Now he's got guys on second and third.
Yeah, no,
the RBIs can pile up for him tonight.
They are piling up. I remember last week when we were watching, they just did not pitch to him. They pitched around him. He didn't have a lot of chances to get hits, but here today he's been making up for it.
Well, first pitch taken a little bit inside for ball one. And Lancaster the advantage at 1-0 as Bono works quickly, fires, and that one in the dirt, kicks away to the right side of Spencer. And too much speed for Micah Oldham. He is in to score. Believe that one, Crendon, goes down as a pass ball.
Yeah, that one definitely on the catcher there on Spencer. But again, that's the second time we've seen. First time I believe it was we saw a wild pitch that allowed a one to come through and score earlier on in the game for Hiawatha. That time being a pass ball to allow one to come and score.
So now it's 8-4 and a little high chopper here, playable. Holt Grave at third. Actually, it's picked up by Bonnell, the pitcher who actually fires to first for the out. So nicely played by Bonnell off the rubber. A little slow, high chopper down the third base line, and Lancaster is out number two.
That was a great job by Bonnell being able to extend himself off of the bump, being able to get to his right. He did a pump fake. He didn't make the initial throw. He looked back at third and was seeing if the runner was going to take off the home plate, but he checked the runner, had time, went back to first. Great play.
Now it's up to Cooper Jacobson with two outs and a runner at third, and the first pitch a little bit low of the knees for ball number one. Jacobson 0-for-2, a ground out and a pop out here tonight. One run has scored here in the inning. It's 8-4 Hiawatha. They're batting with two outs and one on in the top of the fourth. Jacobson fouls one back into the netting to make it 1-1. Runner at third is Jensen. Bottle out of the windup and fires. Took some off, and it's in there, knee level. And a called strike. It's now 1-2. 1-2. Ground ball right side. It finds the hole past Julo and out into right field, and now it kicks away from Jones and Wright. It gets all the way to the warning track. Jacobson, not much hustle, and he is all the way into third base. 9-4 as the run comes in. That's going to be a single and a two-base error. Jacobson will get that RBI. But Jones, the right fielder, trying to field and kind of awkwardly kicked off his foot, and that thing rolled about 25 feet all the way out to the warning track.
Yeah, big at-bat there by Jacobson. He has the most plate appearances on the team. Came in today with 46. That was number 49, just one away from 50. But I'll tell you what, being able to pick up hit number 16 on the season, big RBI there. Record, he was 0-2 before going up to him. Great hit by the cleanup man.
Now this one is popped up, taking Diller at the dish. The count was 1-0, and he fouled it away. So now one ball, one strike. Jacobson at third base with two outs. And one run, or I should say two runs, have been added in this inning. The lead is 5-9-4. Next pitch is lifted. A foul. And down it goes. Oh, it's going to kick down the football bleachers.
Oh, it's still rolling.
It's still going. But it stays 1-2 here on Diller. He is 1-for-2 in tonight's game with a triple and a run scored. Now it's in there for a called strike 3, and it popped out the glove of Spencer, but he applied the tag. And that's going to be the final outs of the inning. So 6 strikeouts now for Bonnell, but another run, correction, another 2 runs come across the score for Hiawatha. So through 3.5 here in Atchison, it's Hiawatha post 66-9 and Atchison post 6-4. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continuing on a KNCA Kurt Studio, or in studio, Brandon and Crendon here, left side of the infield in Atchison, where Hiawatha, post 66, leads Atchison post 6. It is 9-4. As we start the bottom of the fourth inning, Parker Huntington, a swing and a miss for strike number 1. He will be followed by Matthew Spencer and then Caden Jones. Next pitch by Becker, a little bit high and outside, makes it 1-1. The big inning for Hiawatha, that was the second where they scored 6 runs on 6 hits. They just added 2 in the top of the fourth, make it a 9-4 lead as Huntington swings and misses at a high fastball to make it 1-2.
Yeah, apart from that 1-2-3 inning Atchison had in the bottom of the second, you know, they put up 2 runs in the first and 2 in the third.
There's a swing and a miss, and Parker Huntington down for out number 1 here in the home fourth. So let's check it. Now 5 strikeouts for Mr. Gannon Becker.
Yeah, Becker's got a great fastball on him. He's also got a good pain brush. He goes around the zone, but his upside high fastball has been definitely deadly for these hitters.
So a good start in the inning with a 5-run lead, and the first pitch here to Matthew Spencer is low and away for ball 1. Popped out to second in his first at bat. And 2 runs in the first for Atchison. They added 2 more in the third. One of those runs in the third, courtesy of an RBI triple by Yogi Purdy. Fastball missing high. Now 2 balls, no strikes here on Spencer. Base is empty with 1 out here in the home fourth. It's a 9-4 Hiawatha lead. Another one missing upstairs. Now 3 balls, no strikes. first meeting between these two, by the way, this summer. They do have another scheduled doubleheader later on in the next couple of weeks, and the 3-0 is tied for ball four. Got a four-pitch walk to Matthew Spencer, and there is a one-out base runner. Three walks now issued by Becker.
Yeah, definitely just don't want to get into a rhythm of issuing those walks again. We saw last week, I believe at one point, like five or six walks straight in a row. We just, you know, you want to try to stay out of that area today.
There's a called strike here to Caden Jones, who steps in for a second time. Runner at first base is Matthew Spencer. So Atchison, they have responded in a couple of innings, but Hiawatha has done the same, just in a little bit bigger fashion. One ball, one strike. That pitch outside to Caden Jones. Runner at first base, Matthew Spencer with one out. Atchison trailing at home 9-4. Becker kicks and deals and took a little bit off, and it missed inside to make it 2-1. Jones bats from the right side. There's a hearty swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Talk about that fastball. Nicely placed there.
Yeah, Becker's got a great fastball. I said he really knows how to get around the canvas and just paints all corners right.
2-2 the count. Not much of a lead for Spencer, and the 2-2 skips in there. Good job by Lucas Lancaster to keep it in front. The count runs full at 3-2. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here in Atchison. Hiawatha leading it 9-4. The big blow, the six-run second inning. Been able to allow Hiawatha to keep it at arm's length for now. Good swing by Jones, but he fouls it away, so we'll try it again at 3-2.
Walter Beck here, really looking just to try to push for five innings here in this first game.
Another 3-2 on the way for Jones, and it's in there looking. Called strike three. Jones trying to maybe bait the umpire for a high call. He kind of had that slight bend to the knees with no swing, but the umpire wasn't buying. And now six strikeouts for Becker, and now two outs in the inning.
Well, you can correct me, but this Becker's easily his best game of the season already. I mean, he's got six strikeouts on the game. He came in with 12, so already with 18 strikeouts on the season, but he also came in with only 10 innings pitched, and nearly he's already gone through four here alone today.
So two outs, runner at first base. Rance Vesser fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1. That runner at first is Spencer after a one-out walk, and there's a swing and a miss, and quickly Vesser down in the count at 0-2. So a chance for Becker to face just four in this inning. If he can retire Vesser right here, the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. He does just that. And for the second time in three innings, Becker strikes out the last two batters of the inning. So a clean sweep there with no runs, one left. The bottom of the fourth inning for Atchison. It's a 9-4 Hiawatha lead. We go to the fifth inning right after this. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Four innings down here in Atchison. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by KimeTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years, and Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. So we go to the top of the fifth here in Atchison. It's Hiawatha leading the game 9-4. And an opportunity here. It's been a very productive offensive day for this Hiawatha team, who came in with just south of a .300 team batting average. But feel like they might have popped a couple of points north the way they have batted so far here through the first four.
They have definitely got that average probably over 300, or at least even 300 today. They have done nothing but really be dynamite here today.
So again, that breezy wind out towards left, kind of left center field. We have finally caught some shade where we're set up here on the third base side. But it is a very warm night, no doubt about it. So here we go. Hiawatha leading it off with Cooper Wishrup. His bottle is back to work at first pitch swinging. It hits off the mound and ricochets out to left center field. A sharply hit single by Cooper Wishrup hit off the left side part of the mound and kicked a little more left away from Purdy. And that is just unlucky for Purdy and very lucky there for Wishrup, who is on with a leadoff single.
Be interesting to see how much difference it would have made if that was a true dirt bump instead of all turf there. But, man, that took a really unfortunate hop there for the defense.
First hit of the night for Wishrup, and now he is at first base for Steven Morgan, who steps in and takes a called strike to make it 0-1. Not much of a lead for Wishrup at first. Bonnell delivers. It's a check swing and just a bit outside to make it 1-1.
Yeah, kind of a half check swing there by Steven Morgan. Not sure if he really wanted to commit to the swing or not.
Well, Steven Morgan tonight, a walk and a run scored. He has also struck out, and he also has a stolen base. Throw back to first. Hiawatha letting Wishrup know to get back to first.
Battle cries.
Battle cries indeed. Here's the next pitch by Bonnell, and just a little bit low to Steven Morgan. Now two balls, one strike. So again, one run in the first, six on six hits in the second. That's the big inning for Hiawatha tonight. They added two more in the fourth. Their lead is 9-4. Now the count on Steven Morgan at 3-1. Another throw over to first. We are right next to the Hiawatha.
Yeah, and
the fans can hear it.
They're getting into it.
They're getting loud. The count's in Steven Morgan's favor, and a 3-1 is delivered in there for a called strike, and now it's full. So Wishrup at first after a leadoff single. Steven Morgan the extra hitter today, a 3-2 count. Bonnell's pitch. Check swing and just foul to the right side. So we'll try it again at three balls, two strikes with Ren Hageman in the on-deck circle. And a 9-4 Hiawatha lead as we are just underway in the fifth.
Really a quality at-bat here for Steven Morgan. Just, again, to continue to work this pitch count against Bonnell. Keep trying to get that wear and tear against him as, again, he's been on a lot of hits today.
Bonnell kicks, fires, and a ground ball playable for Hausch at first. He'll go there unassisted for the out. Productive at-bat, it gets Wishrup up to third base. That'll bring up Ren Hageman. So ground out to first is out number one. So you got Wishrup at third, one out. Hageman had a two-run double in the second, and he struck out looking in the third. He is 1-for-2. And a chance for an RBI with that runner at third base and only one out. That pitch runs inside, and it hit him. It gets away, and now a throw home is not in time. Bang, bang, but the slide by Wishrup, just under the tag of Bonnell. It almost looked like Hageman got hit by the pitch. You couldn't tell kind of by the reaction, but it skipped away, and that, we'll call it for now, pass ball, allows a run to score, and that makes it 10-4. Count 1-0 here on Hageman. That one's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So whether it's a pass ball or a wild pitch, Wishrup scores. Now a six-run Hiawatha lead here in the fifth, and there's a swing and a miss right there, and it's now 1-2. Bases are empty with one out.
That's the third time today that Hiawatha's been able to come through and score with a situation like that today.
Now two balls, two strikes. That fastball missed a little bit off the outside part of the plate. J.J. Lancaster on deck. Hiawatha has scored in all but one inning. That was back in the third. They have slowly continued to build on this lead. They now have a 10-4 lead, and now that one kicks away. It's a swing and a miss, but fortunate for Hageman. He'll get down to first base, so it'll be a strikeout. The out not recorded, and Hageman now at first base with one out still in the inning.
Yeah, just right now, Bonnell, a lot of those pitches, they're just kind of getting away, not only just from the zone, but they're getting away from Spencer himself, the catcher. So right now, Bonnell needing to settle down. Really, you know, he's only allowed one run so far this inning, and you definitely don't want to allow too much to be given up this inning.
That'll be six strikeouts for Bono, but a runner at first base, still only one out. J.J. Lancaster is going to step in. He had an RBI double in the second. He has also got a fly out to center on his credits. Now what do we got here?
Well, I'm not sure, but the infield's kind of coming in a little bit. The infield umpire is commuting something, and now we're going to have a meeting with the infield, plus the umpire and the coach. So I'm not sure what this has to be about.
I think it's going
to
be a pitching change. Did Bonnell breach the pitch count?
He's definitely been getting worked here on the at-bats. Regardless, he's going to hand that ball off to his coach, and
yep,
the ball get changed.
It will be a new pitcher. So Bonnell is out. Atchison, a new pitcher. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll let you know who's on the rubber when we come back. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first pitching change here for Atchison tonight. It is with one out in the top of the fifth inning. It is Hank Julo who steps on the rubber here as the night for Colton Bonnell is done as we're getting the defensive alignment. So it looks like Bonnell is at third base, Crendon, with Purdy, or actually Bonnell's going to be at short. They move Purdy to third, and then Holtgrave is now the second baseman. So talking out loud here, the defensive changes for Atchison. Hank Julo is in there, and the first pitch to J.J. Lancaster is a called strike, and it's 0-1. So he takes over here with one out in the fifth with Brent Hageman at first base. Atchison trailing Hiawatha here 10-4. Julo, a right-handed thrower. There's a swing and a miss right there. Now a throw down to second base, and it is not in time. A steal by Hageman. It was played well by the catcher and Spencer, but Hageman just a little bit too much speed, and that is a stolen base.
That was also great recognition there by Hageman. Not only did he have a great lead, but he saw where that pitch was going. It was low, kind of in the dirt. There was also the swing by the batter. So with all those things kind of going in order, you got a great chance to get a successful steal there.
Here's a ground ball, but foul, so it's going to stay 0-2 on J.J. Lancaster, second baseman who had a RBI double back in the second inning. He is 1-for-2 in tonight's game. He's got Hageman in scoring position with one out, so trying to add to a six-run lead. Next pitch low and inside, and now 1-2 on J.J. Lancaster. The run scored by a Wishrup on a pass ball right before that pitching change. Julo's next pitch is hit well out towards center field, and that ball drops in for a base hit. The outfield is playing so far back, and there's so much room for that ball to drop in. It's an RBI single by J.J. Lancaster, and it's now 11-4 Hiawatha.
Yeah, great piece of hitting there by Lancaster, being able to really find the level middle of that ball, make contact with the middle of the barrel of the bat. Great hit by Lancaster.
So now it's 11-4 Hiawatha, still batting with one out in the fifth. That run will be charged to Bonnell. That brings up Braden Newell. So we're seeing it with how many deep shots, extra base hits we've seen. The outfield is playing so far back. We've seen it multiple times right there, Crendon, where you just got to get it to the outfield, and as long as you're not putting it up to the fence, it's going to be hard for the outfielders to get in there and make a play in time. Next pitch to Braden Newell, a little bit high, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, we may have mentioned, we started at this game with wind gusts about 15, 22 miles an hour coming out of the south. That blows kind of into the left side of the field here, and we've seen it really just tangle all the outfielders today.
Next pitch. Looks like it was in there for a called strike. Now 2-1. Lancaster, that's JJ. He's at first base after an RBI single. Two runs across this inning, so the lead is 7 now for Hiawatha, 11-4. Julo's next pitch fouled away, and it's 2-2. One of the better offensive showings for Hiawatha that we have seen. And we saw that game last week. I say that. We saw him play Corning, a 16-11 final, but there was a lot of walks. There's a lot of errors. These runs are being put up in a more traditional sense. Ground ball foul left side. Just barely foul. Goodness, that was close. Newell just maybe a foot or two away from potentially extra bases, and now he has to go back, and it's still 2-2.
Yeah, nearly put on a frozen rope. Well, it might be a little too hot for anything to be frozen out here, but that was, again, a good little bit of hit.
That's the most factual thing you have said here today, brother. 2-2 count. Lancaster, JJ, the runner at first base. 11-4 Hiawatha batting, one out in the top of the fifth. Next pitch is a little bit high and away for a ball, stolen base, and in there safely is Lancaster. Feel like Hiawatha is getting a little bit more aggressive on the base pass as we have continued on here tonight.
Yeah, trying to get those runs to come through, really. I mean, kind of look at it again. It's a over the horizon scenario right now, but you know, they want to try to run rule this game or potentially try to get that as a possibility.
Julo fires in the next pitch. It is high, and the count now full at 3-2. Well, Newell, number 10 in the order. If he can get on, Micah Oldham, we switch it back to the top, which will be the fourth time around. Little foul ball there. Might have caught the foot of Newell, kind of hobbles back in there, but he's okay. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. So two have scored in the inning. Got J.J. Lancaster at second base. Still only one out. Hiawatha trying to add to an 11-4 lead here in Atchison. Julo sets, looks back at second. J.J. not too much of a lead, and the pitch is low, ball 4. Good at bat by Braden Newell. That's the second time he has reached in 3 at-bats tonight.
Yeah, now you're getting up to the top of the order to a guy like Michael Oldham, who's been really great this game. I mean, all in the season in general, but he has reached 3 times today, and his ability to get on base, he has scored 3 times.
He has been hit by a pitch, he has walked, and he has doubled. He has scored all 3 times he has been on. Now he's got 2 on and 1 out, and the first pitch by Julo to him is high for ball 1. So that double in the first, he walked in the second, and was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Now batting for a fourth time, and the first time here tonight seeing Hank Julo. But 2 on and 1 out, trying to add to this lead as this one is lifted high in the air, foul territory towards the fence line, and just cleared it. And it is a foul ball, kind of clipped the light up top, making sure that's okay.
It hit the light of the power box. I think it might hit the power box on the...
Kind of on the way down, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably couldn't do that again if you tried. Hiawatha trying to extend. They trailed 2-1 after the first. They got the lead right back in the second, and they have not trailed since. There's one low and inside to Oldham. Now 2-1 the count, so in his favor with J.J. Lancaster at second and Braden Newell at first. Atchison making the first pitching change of the game here in this inning. As Julo fires, and it's hit out towards left field, playable for Huntington. He runs in, eyes it up, makes the catch above his head, and gets it in quickly. Both runners hold, and that's the second out. So a much-needed out number 2, and it's up to Michael Jensen.
Yeah, we saw Michael Jensen record his first hit at his last at-bat. He, again, leads his team in OPS, came in this game with 1.09.
And he does lead the team in OPS. It's an RBI chance here. First pitch by Julo in the dirt for ball 1. Well, he struck out swinging in the first. He reached on an error in the second and then singled and scored in the 2-run fourth. J.J. Lancaster at second. Braden Newell at first. 2 outs here in the inning. Hiawatha trying to add. Next pitch is high and just snagging it as Spencer had to jump up from the crouch position. Probably kept both runners at bay. Now the count, 2 balls, 1 strike. Hiawatha's lead is 11-4. Top of the fifth inning. Next pitch hit well. This is deep down the line and left, but it looks like it's going to just tail away foul and right in front of the fence. It bounces in foul territory.
You know, definitely impressed. We haven't seen a home run today with all the deep dish hits that we've been dealt.
What have we seen? Three ground rule doubles?
Yeah, three ground rule doubles. We've seen two triples, I think, maybe one, and then, you know, a handful, probably a little more than a handful of doubles today.
2-1 the count here on Eichel Jensen as Julo steps off the rubber, gets J.J. Lancaster scampering back into second base safely. Now Jensen again trying to produce another Hiawatha run. They lead it 11-4. Now that one's a little bit high. I think he wanted it. Was the high cheese north of the belt, but he held off, and it's 3-1. I think my reaction to that made me believe that his reaction was he might have wanted to swing at that pitch. But he took a ball, and now he swings at this one and grounds it to the shortstop, and the play's at third. It's nicely played by Bonnell over to Purdy. So a ground out ends the inning. But two more runs come across, highlighted by an RBI single by J.J. Lancaster. So Hiawatha adds to their lead here in Atchison. It is 11-4. Bottom of the fifth we go right after this. It is American Legion Baseball.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then stick around post-game around the corner. We'll have our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. We're here in Atchison, post six. They trail as they come up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hiawatha post 66, Crendon an 11-4 lead, adding two more in that last half inning.
Yeah, no, Hiawatha, they have found a big word today, and that's consistency, and they have kept to it. They've been able to bat, they've been every inning, they've been able to get runners on every inning. They haven't been able to score quite every inning, but they have scored four out of the five innings that they have came up in. So, you know, really, it's about consistency. They're able to get it done. They're continuing to kind of snowball and run through here. Atchison, you know, they've been alternating. They had two runs in the first, two runs in the third, one scores in the second and the fourth. Only brought up three batters up in the second, four in the fourth. So, again, Atchison just trying to find a little more consistency, especially in the latter half here.
So they got the top of the order, does Atchison here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryland Holgrave, first pitch a little bit high for ball one as Gannon Becker is back to work. And now a check swing call on pitch number two, and he went around for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So Holgrave, Bonnell, and Purdy, top three in this Atchison order. Now this is hit well, right back up the middle, a laser beam out to center field, and a leadoff hit for Ryland Holgrave. He adds to his night with a double, so he is now 2-for-3.
Yeah, big gap right there in the center. So great job being able to recognize that fastball pitch right down the middle, perfectly locating it in the barrel of the bat. And, yeah, great take by Holgrave.
Here's Colton Bonnell. He doubled and scored in the first. It was a ground rule double, and he also has ground out to third, so he is 1-for-2. First pitch by Becker to Bonnell is low for ball one. So, again, right now it's Hiawatha. They have led since the second inning. There's a throw to first, somewhat of a close play, but Holgrave back in safely. 11-4, the Hiawatha lead. The only inning they did not score was the third. as Crendon just mentioned, two in the first and two in the fourth, or two in the third, excuse me, the four runs for Atchison. There's a called strike to Bonnell. Now one ball, one strike. Old Grave at first base, nobody out here in the home fifth. Both these teams have struggled to this point, just trying to get on a winning cycle, and now this one is lifted out towards center field, and that one drops in for a base hit. Once again, Oldham was playing all the way back near the warning track, and he launches it back in, but it's a single by Bonnell. Holtgrave goes first to third, and now Atchison, they got something cooking here in the fifth inning.
Yeah, beautiful day for a cookout on both these teams. They've been grilling it up today with hits all galore out in the outfield, and they've been able to get it done. And really, it's continuing to go in here.
So they're at the corners for Yogi Purdy, who has reached twice. He had a RBI triple in the third, and he was hit by a pitch in the first. He has scored both times he has been on. But they're at the corners now with nobody out. Atchison trying to put a rally together here. They're down 7 at 11-4. First pitch to Purdy a little bit high for ball one. Big right-handed hitter back in the box. Pretty wide stance. Not much bend to the knees as Becker fires and a hard shot. Grounder and into left field for a base hit. Right between Newell and Jensen. And that one, throw is in, kicks away, but a run is in to make it 11-5. And on the throw in, both other runners advancing one more. So Holtgrave scores. Bonnell goes first to third, and then Purdy ends up on second base.
Yeah, now you have three straight hits, and now, you know, we saw at the top of this inning the takeout from Bonnell on the side of Atchison, and it looks like we're going to see for Hiawatha maybe a pitching change from Becker.
Well, Becker's been on the mound since the jump, and we will see if there is a pitching change, but it looks like right now he's still got the ball in his hands. And Becker will, for now, keep that ball, and he'll continue to pitch.
No surprise, really. It's been probably his best game this season. I mean, he's went probably the first time he's went more than four innings this season. He came in the day with only 10 innings pitched, with now four starts. And, again, 12 strikeouts coming into the day. He's been able to get that number to now 7 strikeouts today. So, again, yeah, I know allowing 3 straight hits is not a great way to go to the fifth inning here with no outs, but you know, a kid like Becker, he's going to try to stay calm here. He's going to try to recollect himself and get those out.
So the first three have reached for Atchison here in the fifth with one scoring. It's 11-5. They trail by 6. They have him now at second and third. Still nobody out. And Devontae Hausch takes a called strike there, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. Hausch has reached twice, both via the walk. The 0-1, a late swing, and fouling it away to make it 0-2.
Yeah, great bounce back here for Becker immediately right after that, you know, timeout. Just be able to come back, get ahead of the batter, look for the K.
Well, Becker would enjoy to order up a strikeout here. And lifting it out towards shallow right center, but playing back near the dirt edge of the grass was J.J. Lancaster. He was actually in a very good spot to make that catch for out number one, and both runners have to hold it second and third.
Yeah, Becker, maybe looking to, maybe that was an off-speed pitch kind of look there, and that was a great pitch against Hausch. Hausch, he really extended himself to it. He kind of leaned out for that hit, and, you know, that causes a little bit of a, you know, maybe a miss hit there for Hausch and lifted up kind of awkwardly. But a great play there from the defense.
First pitch to Noah Weaver outside for ball one. So one out, runners at second and third. Weaver is 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Shows bunt, pops it up, and it's caught by Becker on the mound. So second straight at bat, Weaver tried to bunt. Last at bat turned into a strikeout. This one, he pops it right back to Becker, who makes the catch, and quickly two outs, and now it's up to Hank Julo.
Yeah, I see a little bit of a quick jump there by Becker. Feels like a little more pep's getting into his step now. Back-to-back outs or corners, just trying to get out of this inning.
Yeah, with no more harm done. One has scored after three consecutive singles, but then a line out and a pop out. And it's up to Hank Julo, who swings and misses at the first offering to make it 0-1. He's been in this spot already with two outs in the first. He drove in two with a single. Next one off speed, missing outside, now 1-1. Now he's back in the first. He's also popped out to short. Now Bonnell at third, Purdy the runner at second base with two down in the inning. Becker just trying to get out of it. Now a throw to third, and now we got a pickle between third and home. There's a throw back to Lancaster now. Fake throw, another fake throw, another fake throw to third. Tag applied, in time for the out.
Great play.
Great play indeed as they pick off Bonnell. They get him back and forth in a little bit of a pickle. And Becker able to get out of it with only the one run allowed. So after three consecutive singles, a line out, a pop out, and a pickoff, and that ends the Atchison bottom of the fifth inning. We go to the sixth here in Atchison. Hiawatha leading the game 11-5.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. We're here in Atchison. Hiawatha post 6-6, an 11-5 lead. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, Crendon, Brandon, and Kurt all with you here on KNZA. It's Hank Julo back to work for Atchison post six. He will get 3, 4, and 5 in this post-Braves lineup, starting here with Lucas Lancaster.
Yeah, dangerous part of the order here for Hiawatha.
Lancaster takes one upstairs, ball number one. He had an RBI single in the first and then drove in two with a double in the second. He is 2 for 3 tonight with 3 RBIs. Now he checks his swing there, kept the bat on the shoulder, and now 2 balls, no strikes here on Lancaster. Jacobson and Diller will follow. Hiawatha looking to add here in the top of the sixth inning, leading it by 6, 11-5 on the board. Julo kicks and fires. It is in the dirt, ball 3. We were north of 90 degrees at first pitch here tonight, just right about 6 o'clock. Just getting going in the sixth inning here. Next pitch high, it is a 4-pitch walk for Lancaster.
Yeah, honestly, before the pitch even got to the catcher, he was already walking. He was like, oh, that's high. And he just...
That is confidence level at 100, brother.
Yeah, no, he just as soon as it came out, he was like, that's a walk, and he just took off.
Well, that was the third batter that Julo has faced. He has walked the last two, going back to last inning. And now he's facing Cooper Jacobson here, and first pitch high for ball one. Jacobson has a ground out to short. He has a pop out to third, and he also has an RBI single. Not much of a lead for Lancaster at first base. Next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. So Julo having a little bit of struggles here to find that strike zone early on in this inning.
It's also the fifth time today that Hiawatha has been able to have a leadoff man get on.
Runner at first base, nobody out. Next pitch, letter high, and it's upstairs, ball 3. Pagan Diller in the on-deck circle. Hiawatha, 2 innings to go. A 6-run lead, and certainly trying to continue to add. They have scored in all but the third inning. The biggest one, that 6th spot in the second inning, and there is another walk, that one a little bit inside. The back-to-back walks. Lancaster to second, Jacobson at first, and here is Diller, who had a triple and a run scored to lead off that 6-run second inning. But in his last 2 at-bats, he has struck out. So first and second, Julo's got to get out of a pickle here. First pitch a little bit low for ball one. Well, right now, if you're Julo, you just got to find the strike zone. Get one of those called. And a little momentum on your side. Next pitch, in the dirt, scooped up by Spencer. Kept the runners at bay, and now 2-0.
Something interesting to note here. Every inning so far for Hiawatha where their leadoff man has got on, their second man up has always gotten out. So that's the first time they've had their first two batters be able to get on with no outs.
They broke the trend here in the sixth. That one is high, 3-0. Now the command for Julo is just a touch off.
Yeah, still hasn't pitched a strike yet.
11 straight outside the strike zone. And Miller will watch that one sail in high for ball four.
Base is loaded
with nobody out for Cooper. Am I right? Looks like we might get a pitch hitter here. It's going to be Leighton Moore.
Yeah, I'm putting Leighton Moore, and we haven't had really a chance to see him bat, but last week we saw him have plenty of chances to come through and score. Of course, he was the pinch runner in there for, or cursey runner in there for Lucas Lancaster, as he was able to go miss multiple times.
Well, Atchison's going to make a pitching change. It looks like Yogi Purdy's going to take the ball on the rubber, replacing Hank Julo. So we got a pitching change for Atchison. We step aside. We got more after this. It's American Legion Baseball on KMZA.
Guys, let's talk health. June is Men's Health Month, and it's your cue to prioritize you. From routine checkups to managing ongoing conditions, preventative care is key to a long, healthy life. And when it comes to your health, you want trusted local care. Our dedicated teams at Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital are here for you. From screenings and consultations to advanced diagnostics, we've got you covered. Don't wait. This June, take charge of your health. Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital, your partners in health.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, back to it. Bases loaded here for Hiawatha in the sixth inning. Here comes the hard-throwing right-hander in Yogi Purdy, who is the third pitcher for Atchison tonight, and he fires in a fastball for a called strike to now pitch hitter Leighton Moore. Next pitch, late swing, fouls it away, and it's quickly 0-2.
Man, I mean, we've seen heat today, but we are seeing some real heat by Yogi Purdy coming out here, the third one to come up and pitch for Atchison. He is just going straight hitter down the middle, just forcing these bits of contact here from Hiawatha batters.
Well, Moore down in the count 0-2. He's got the bases loaded with nobody out. Hiawatha trying to add to a six-run lead here in the sixth, and another late swing and foul off there. As Leighton Moore here, pitch hitting for Cooper Wishrup, who was having a pretty good night. He had had a single, did Wishrup. Also, he was hit by a pitch, so it reached base twice, but now Moore hasn't had many at-bats, and now he takes one inside, and it's 1-2. So again, Hank Julo was the pitcher that Purdy replaced, and Julo walked the bases loaded on 12 consecutive pitches to start this inning. Now the next pitch is popped up, playable right side. It's going to be shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play, and it drops in for a hit. The runners had to hold, and one run is at least going to score. They're going to round Jacobson from second. He will score. What an at-bat for Leighton Moore. Drives in two down the right field line, and the lead is 13-5.
Yeah, that's huge there by your pinch hitter to come in. And again, we last week when you saw Moore, we saw him just come in and score every time he came in as a courtesy runner. So not having a chance to really see him take an at-bat, but right there, that was a very quality at-bat. I mean, he went down early, he fought it, he had a great eye, and right there, he just had a precision hit right down that right line. Just a good blooper.
Now first and second, still nobody out. The lead is 8. Hiawatha just trying to build, and now a time called as Dalton Stephen Morgan is up there now for a fourth time. First time he's facing Purdy here tonight. The runner at second is Diller. Runner at first is Moore. And a fastball high gets to the backstop. Both runners advance, and a throw to third a little bit tardy, and everybody is safe. It's going to be a wild pitch. So Diller up to third, and Moore up to second base.
Well, for Hiawatha, there's your potential, keyword there, potential winning run at second base right now.
Could get to the 10 spot, which would make kind of forced the issue for Atchison in the bottom of the sixth inning. Could end it early, but next pitch high, 2-0 here on Stephen Morgan. Birdie fires, and it's fouled away to make it 2-1. Well, very productive night for the Hiawatha offense compared to last week. And if you were there, it was a 16-11 game, so you'd say, hey, that's a pretty high-scoring game. Just a little bit different. A lot of walks, a lot of errors. As another one skips in the dirt and kicks to the backstop, and Diller is in there safely. Another wild pitch, and another run is in.
That's, I think, probably, again, we've kind of argued about some of the ones earlier in the game when there was a pass ball or wild pitch. That's the fourth runner we've seen on third base be able to come thrown home because of either a wild pitch or a pass ball. So, again,
yeah, that is four now.
That again, that's just an unfortunate way to really give up runs.
So now it is 14-5, Hiawatha. The runner at third, nobody out. The 3-1 is a ground ball left side, deep in the shortstop hole. Bonnell Fields, his only play is at first, and his throw is not in time. As Stephen Morgan beat it out, it's an infield hit and an RBI, and the lead is 15-5.
Yeah, and now that run rule comes into effect. Of course, Atchison, the run rule is, 10 after 5. So if this were to be the final line here, 15-5 going in the bottom, Atchison would have to score at least one run to keep it going. But of course, you're Hiawatha. You want to try to build that lead as big as possible now.
All right, first pitch to Ren Hageman is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball on the inner edge. He had a two-run double in the second, and he has scored a couple of runs tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and Hageman quickly behind at 0-2. Stephen Morgan at first base with nobody out. The first four that reached in this inning for Hiawatha have come around to score. Now the next pitch, missed inside, 1-2. Birdie sets, third pitcher utilized in this game for Atchison. And a foul off there back into the net, stays 1-2. As Crendon mentioned, a 10-run lead is going to force the issue for Atchison, but still only zero outs in this inning. So Hiawatha certainly can add to it with a runner at first as Hageman fouls one away there, staying 1-2. So a good battle here, back-to-back foul off. A lot of production, 1-10 in this lineup for Hiawatha here tonight. Looking for their fifth win of the summer, and now there is a swing and a miss. And down goes Hageman for out number one. So much needed. That's Purdy's first strikeout. That brings up J.J. Lancaster. He has been solid tonight as well. A couple of hits, including a double. He's got two RBIs and a run scored. First pitch, Purdy fastball, knee high for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Runner at first base is Stephen Morgan. Purdy's next pitch, a little bit high. Lancaster laid off, and it's 1-1. Hiawatha has scored in all but one inning. That was the third. The 1-1, excuse me, runs inside to make it 2-1. J.J. Lancaster, that's from the right side, back in the box. Jersey number 7. Purdy sets and fires. Ran up and in, 3-1. It is straight gas for Yogi Purdy.
Yeah, he has been nothing really but high heat here, and he's delivered it well, just sometimes out of control.
Here's the 3-1. That one is in there all the way, a called strike, and it runs forward 3-2 with Braden Newell in the on-deck circle.
No doubt about it. He's definitely hitting 80s.
Oh, for sure. There's a throwback to first. And back in safely is Stephen Morgan. And All-State selection in the 4A classification, Yogi Purdy for Atchison. Now one inside on a 3-2, ball four, just missed. Keeps the inning alive, Stephen Morgan up to second. And now Lancaster, that's J.J. takes first, and here comes Braden Newell.
Something we still haven't seen today is that double play, and this is a big opportunity for a double play with one out. Just try to get out of this. Stop the inning here. You're Atchison.
So 2-2. And 4 runs have scored. Now here's a ground ball playable for Bonowitz short. He fields second for one. Chance for the unassisted DP, and he gets it. How about Colton Bonnell fielding the ground ball, goes to second himself for one, and darts one to Hausch at first for the 6-3 double play to retire the side and end the inning. But again, four runs score, and now Atchison needing at least one in the bottom half to keep this inning alive, or keep this game alive, I should say. Anyways, to a break, Hiawatha a 15-5 lead here in Atchison.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning here on KNZA. It's American Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Stick around for the post game. It's going to be our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So Hiawatha here trying to close it out. They lead it by 10 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cooper Jacobson now on the hill here. Crendon for Hiawatha looking to shut the door here against Atchison.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Becker did a great job today. His best Legion game probably pitched this season. He came in with only 10 innings pitched. He went 5. He had 12 strikeouts coming in the day. He came out with 7 strikeouts on the day. He's now got 19 on the season. So, again, big all-around collective day. Now you just want to try to get Becker his first proper win of the season. He's 0-2, so to be able to get him his first win, he really earned it here today. If Hiawatha can try to come through and get that win.
Well, Atchison's going to need at least one to send this to a seventh inning. They're down 10 at 15-5.
Yeah, you talk about Atchison. We've seen a lot of fight in this team, especially when they were our first team that we covered here this Legion summer broadcasting schedule against Donovan County. They were able to climb back. They fell short, but they were still able to climb back into it.
So it'll start here with Hank Julo, number 6 in the order. Jacobson, a lefty. His first pitch is in there for a called strike. And the bottom of the sixth inning is underway. So, again, Cooper Jacobson on the hill and trying to shut the door here and pick up a victory as the next pitch, a fastball missing inside to Julo, and it's 1-1. Julo had a big two-out RBI single that brought in two runs in the first, and now he fouls this one away to make it 1-2. So, again, you had Julo who was up to bat in the last inning, but Bonnell got picked off at third. Julo here leading it off to begin the sixth, and there is a swing and a foul tip. No, it didn't get tipped. It rolls all the way to the backstop. A long throw is going to kick away into right field, and a strikeout for Julo, but he's going to get to first base.
Say, well, you are definitely thankful for that long, long backstop there is, because Julo didn't even take off. He was already kind of sluggishly walking back to his dugout, and then someone said, run! And he was like, oh, that's right. And then he just took off. And again, by the time he was halfway through, I mean, he's got, great speed there. You know, that ball was all the way hanging out that backstop. And that would just be a hard throw there for Lancaster to make.
So here's a runner at first, nobody out. And the first pitch, a little high cheese. It runs up and in on Parker Huntington. He backs away quickly. And it's 1-0, no strikes. Jacobson, a lefty. That is certainly an advantage with a runner at first. Easily can see that as he runs one knee high in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1 on Parker Huntington, who is 0-2 with a pop out and a strikeout. A 15-5 Hiawatha lead. If they keep Atchison off the board here, the game will be over. Next pitch high, now 2-1. We're talking about Gannon Becker, 5 strong innings, 5 runs, 7 strikeouts, looking for that first win, as Crendon mentioned earlier. Now Huntington takes a called strike, and the count's even at 2-2.
Well, Jacobson's getting to the bottom of the order here, and this bottom of the order for Atchison, they have really struggled here today.
There is a swing and a miss. Blew it by with a knee-high fastball, and Huntington way behind for out number one.
I'll tell you what, Jacobson technically, well, actually back-to-back strikeouts here, just unfortunately not able to get that out on Julo. But man, he's already been really aggressive and well here with the fastball.
So one out, one on. Here's Matthew Spencer. Leans in the right side batter's box and takes one belt high for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, you don't see it often, but there are the cases where you can record four strikeouts in an inning.
Yep.
That's not going to be the case, as this one is hit out towards shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. So a little blooper, and Oldham, the center fielder, came charging in on it, couldn't get there in time, and Spencer, his first hit tonight, he has reached base twice, and now Atchison with first and second with one out. That's going to bring up Caden Jones, who is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Atchison trailing here in the bottom of the sixth inning by 10. Hiawatha leading it 15-5. They have two on and one out here in this inning. First pitch to Caden Jones, runs a little bit up and in for ball one.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting fact to figure out. How many what's the most amount of strikeouts that's ever been recorded in an inning? Because technically you could go infinite.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Drops.
Next pitch high, two balls, no strikes. You're on the right fielder in Caden Jones. Well, Atchison in a good spot to potentially at least get this game to one more inning. Next pitch, knee high in there for a called strike, and it's now 2-1. So you got Julo at second, Spencer the runner at first with one out in the inning. Jacobson trying to close this thing out and give Hiawatha a victory as Jones with a big time swing and missed everything there. Now 2-2.
Yeah, just a little off balance on a swing. He's been 0-for-2 today. Been a rough day inside the box there for Jones.
Here's the 2-2. In there! Called strike three on the inside part of the plate. Two outs, three strikeouts in the inning. It is possible, brother.
Yeah, he could definitely go for the four strikeouts, something that, again, you don't see every day, but it's definitely possible for Jacobson. No surprise here that he was kind of put in a situation to try to close this game up for Hiawatha. He's been dynamite.
Well, here's Rance Vesser, who takes one a little bit inside for ball one. He is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts.
Yeah, his day also hasn't been very well as well. And I said this a little bit earlier. The spot in the order has really struggled here today by Eric Rashton.
That one just caught the inside part of the plate on the fastball there. One ball, one strike here on Rance Vesser. Two on, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Hiawatha trying to shut the door. They lead it 15-5. Next pitch low. It kicked away to the backstop. Both runners advance. So Julo to third and Spencer to second on the pass ball.
Yeah, definitely going to be careful of that. If you're Jacobson here, don't want to allow any easy runs to come through and score.
Right now it is 2-1, the count on Rance Vesser. He was a late addition after we got the lineup. Coach came over and said, hey, Rance Vesser, he's going to be in that 10th spot as an extra hitter. So a late addition and a chance to try to keep this game at least going for one more inning. As the 2-1 is high, now three balls, one strike. Two on and two outs. Hiawatha trying to close this thing out. Next pitch, late swing and a miss, and the count is full at 3-2.
How about that? All comes down to the full count.
Three balls, two strikes, runners at second and third here in the sixth inning. Hiawatha trying to shut the door. Jacobson swings it, fires it through, and just caught a piece. Foul ball right behind home plate, so we'll try it again at 3-2.
Yeah, good piece of contact there by Vesser to keep himself alive. He's going to look for, and he has to look for a good piece of contact hitting here, or, you know, level it off and try to take that walk and load the bases.
Jacobson again at 3-2. Runners at second and third with hefty leads, but trying to get Vesser here on the 3-2. Here it is. Swing and a miss. It kicks away all the way to the backstop, and that's going to keep everybody alive, and a run is in. And we will move it at least one more inning. So that is four strikeouts and still only two outs in the inning.
That is definitely, again, something you just don't normally see. And Jacobson, he could have five strikeouts before the end of this inning. Man, that is just, yeah, that's wild.
So it's now 15-6. And runners at first and third with two down. Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. Jacobson, four strikeouts in the inning, yet there are only two outs on the board. First pitch runs low and inside here to Ryland Holtgrave, and it's 1-0. He's batting for a fourth time here tonight. He has reached twice. He is 2-for-3, a double and a single. His double with a ground rule variety back in the third. Now runner takes off. Lancaster's going to throw to third, and the tag is applied. And is it in time? It is! Picked off at third is Matthew Spencer. Well, that ends the inning, but we will go to a seventh. It is 15-6. Hiawatha in control. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd, protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final score here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball in six innings of work here in Atchison. It's Hiawatha post 66, a 15-6 rural victory. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt, one final time. Pretty impressive. I mean, we saw Atchison, or we have seen both of these teams, but last week we saw Hiawatha, their high-scoring loss to Corning. But, boy, the offense, as good as it looked probably all summer, they put it together and score in all but one inning to take care of business in this first game.
The team played very clean today, and they did everything right on the offensive side. You know, they had 14 hits total. They were able to have zero errors on defense. I mean, you had the seven strikeouts by Becker. So a lot of clean play there by Hiawatha, a lot of cleanup done after last week's against Corning. So, for Hiawatha, you love to see that get done, a team being able to clean up things within a week and look, you know, kind of like a more solid, solidified team, be able to come out. Everyone gets a chip of the action. The team came in with only a .298 batting average. I'm sure that probably got bumped a little bit above .300. We saw a lot of great pieces hitting. I'll tell you what, the bottom of the order here for Hiawatha, the middle and the bottom, they did their job today. Atchison, their bottom in the middle of the order, really kind of struggled to come on through.
So again, Atchison, the loss here, and they're losing streak runs to 7 consecutive games. These two will play one more, of course, here in Atchison, but we're about to wrap up our broadcast here on KNZA. But, of course, every Legion game and our post game, we got our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, Crendon Prophet. Who do you like here tonight? Quite a few options.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great options. I mean, talk about, for Hiawatha here, Michael Oldham came through, scored 3 times, had a double. I mean, he's got so many great players that played great today. Of course, you had Becker in his first win of the season, having 7 strikeouts. But really, a big player that stepped up today was Lucas Lancaster. I mean, he had 2 hits, a single, a double, recorded 3 RBIs, got on base 3 times, came through and scored his last time, out of his 4 total plate appearances. So really, he did a great job today overall, being able to contribute not only on offense but defense. You know, he played a great game behind the plate, catching, was in with some great plays. We saw at one point what we consider a 5-2-1 play that was able to get a pickoff on third base to end an inning, and that was a great play executed, done by him, the catcher. So again, you love to see that athleticism shown on defense and offense. That's why the McDonald's player of the game here going again, Lucas Lancaster.
Yeah, had a big 2 RBI double in the second inning, an RBI single in the first, and then a walk and a run scored in that 4-run sixth inning. So, as always, our player of the game for American Legion Baseball presented by McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight in Atchison. Again, this game originally scheduled to be played in Hiawatha, but the weather, a little bit of rain, couldn't quite get the field ready, moved it to the all-turf field here in Atchison. It was a warm day to start, but clouds settled in, some shade moved in, and we were a little bit cooler down the home stretch. But a dominant win for Hiawatha here tonight as they win it in 6 innings, 15-6. Up next for both, you got Hiawatha will be back in action on Friday. They will be back at home taking on Topeka. And then for Atchison, they are going to be back in action on Saturday. They're going to be on the road at Marysville. Final lines in this one, Hiawatha with the win, 15 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. And for Atchison, 6 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They left 6 on base. And the time of today's game, just north of 2 hours. Final score, Hiawatha 15-6. For Crendon, for Kurt, I'm Brandon. Thanks for tuning in to more American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.